So the last federal election, Stuart Bonds was the Upper Hunter candidate for the One Nation Party. We've got a new by-election that's about to happen for the state parliament, but he's not been nominated, so I thought I'd have a chat to him to find out what's going on there. Stuart, are you disappointed that One Nation didn't give you the opportunity?
No, mate, no. I mean, I ran for federal politics, and that's where my heart lies. I've got some issues up there that I want to get sorted. So, yeah, no, I wasn't too disappointed.
Because recently there seemed to be an issue with something that Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts had voted on that you weren't happy about. I thought it might have had something to do with that.
No. So, I mean, first you've got to nominate yourself to be
yep.
able to be selected, and I never nominated myself, and the phone didn't ring. So, I mean, there's no dramas, there's no bad blood, but Mark said it's, you know, totally off the table, even if I did ask, so... Yeah.
Well, that must have been disappointing to hear. You would have liked to have been asked, at least.
You know, you think it might have been a consideration, but I don't know who's thrown their hand up as well, mate. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's a big area. There's, you know, the state and federal offices are independent in their own right, I would say. So, you know, you might see a surprise candidate come up. I'm not sure.
It's interesting because you and the Nationals candidates certainly made a lot of headway against Joel Fitzgibbon at the last federal election. Are you expecting the One Nation vote to follow the same line without you there?
Mate, I'm not sure. It's going to be a Melbourne Cup field, this one. I mean, you've got the Lib Dems. From what I've read, there's going to be about three independents. You're going to have the Shooters, Fishers, the Nationals, the Labor, and everyone's got... can pour more money into the area than they normally would for a campaign, being a by-election.
Yeah.
And I think it's a memorandum on Jody McKay's leadership too. I mean, if they've been on the heels of the Nats for a long time, and if they can't take the seat, Labor Party, then I think she might be toast herself. So, look, there's a lot riding on this one, but you could see a dozen people, or a dozen parties, I should say, and lining up for this one. So it's going to be an interesting 6 weeks.
You mentioned the independents. Is that something that you might have thought about, just running as an independent?
For state or federal?
Well, state or federal, if One Nation don't tap you on the shoulder for the next time.
Oh, look, mate, yes, definitely. Look, everything's on the table at the moment. I haven't finished conversations with the party itself.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping my options open. I would really love to represent the community, and I'm going to do what I believe is best for the community, and if that's no party sort of meets those expectations, then I will run as an independent, I think. But look, mate, I'm up in the air at the moment, and I'm just keen to watch this by-election go through and see where all the cards fall.
I definitely agree with you on that one, Stuart. I think it's going to be one of the most fascinating by-elections in New South Wales for a long time. Potentially, a state government could be riding on this.
Well, yes. I mean, it could put them into minority government status. And as well, I mean, the Shooters expressed a lot of interest in it because I think Helen Dalton, her water bill is just held out by one vote. So if the Shooters take it, then I think that they'll push her much-awaited water registry bill through. So there is a lot riding on. It's not just Jody McKay's leadership. And, you know, there's a few things I think Mark would like to get through. If you can get them through the lower house, and if he's got a candidate there, he can put them in. It could change the whole makeup of the state.
Well, we can look forward to a lot of promises and a lot of baby kissing over the next few weeks. Stuart Bonds, thank you very much for having a chat about it this morning.
Yeah, hold your baby sight. See you, mate.